This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, North America. Happy Friday to you. The DA Show is coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. From Bob's Bar to Blob's Bar, hot dogs to hamburgers, Kalamazoo to Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA, everything.
Yeah, baby, we're taking it into your 4th of July weekend. It's me, Mraz, with Andrew Bogish, in for DA, a vacationing DA. And here we are, Bogish, 4th of July weekend. Good morning, sir.
Shawnee, good morning. We tried our best yesterday to not be allowed to come back today. You in particular, with your hot dog variation. But here we are on a Friday. Now, I was planning, I had one of my fun 4th of July t-shirts to wear today. But again, watchda.com is not live today. So
right.
I didn't even bother putting the shirt on. I am still in what I slept in last night. I did somehow adjust my hair. But I'm doing this show in my PJs from my desk because it's half a holiday weekend already.
Well, the company itself is having a holiday. So if you worked in sales, promotions, or any of that, or frankly, I mean, we technically get today off. Today is honored as the 4th of July at our company, but we will just take that day at another day. So we will be there. So, yeah, I think you have no problem doing your show in your PJs. What I do find interesting is you're a shirt-on guy when you sleep. See, I have a hard time doing that because I feel like when I lay down, it might be because I'm too fat, that when I lay down, it almost is like the shirt starts to choke me around the neck. So I'm shirt off always, even the winter.
That's an interesting dynamic, the choking t-shirt. I've never heard that. My wife would prefer me to sleep without a shirt because she does seem to like me physically, which has remained surprising.
Wow. Hubba.
Yeah, I need a shirt. It's because then I get cold, and then all of a sudden I'm like wrapping myself in the blanket and maybe choking myself with the blanket instead of your t-shirt. So no, shirt, boxers, and away we go.
And how about, by the way, D.A., who went up to Narragansett, Rhode Island, where his wife's family's from. I know they haven't seen them in a long time, spending a nice 4th of July weekend. He goes shirt off, gives us a little bit of a man boob, what he's got going on, bare-chested on Instagram. That was very risque for a D.A. Instagram post.
And I feel like that was the official, like, happy 4th of July post, too. It wasn't like a willy-nilly, like, Instagram story that maybe you see it, maybe you don't, and then it disappears after a little bit. Like, that was the official DA Yay for America post. And, yeah, he was holding the beer, shirtless, and thankfully less man-boob than a picture you put up recently. So I'm at least thankful for that. But, yeah, that caught me off guard, a little extra DA on social media yesterday.
Yeah, and maybe because I just got too into this American Playboy Hugh Hefner story on Amazon during this pandemic, but I for one was stunned to see basically a nip slip from DA. I was stunned. Because that is not him. That is, you know, tank top on always. So he's getting real loosey-goosey up in Narragansett, Rhode Island. And, well, Bogus, we have plenty to get to on today's show. How about this? You know, Connor Green basically trying to set the tone early as a better producer than me comes at us with a topic list last night. We got to go through his topics to do a little show, which I found pretty incredible. So well done by Connor. And he's really, because I'm on vacation next week, trying to weave his way in there. We do have two guests today, Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. We do have somebody coming out from DraftKings. We'll talk a little of the hot dog eating and, geez, where do we stand with the Booker odds. And we have plenty more to get into. Obviously, there's a new NBA bubble, which I cannot believe. Anthony Davis thinks the Lakers have a higher chance after the long rest of winning. And Cam Newton, is he lying out his teeth about why he signed with the Patriots? All of that to come. Plus, do not mess with a man in a jukebox, because that will let you get punched out. But we do have to begin today with a little more serious stuff. And, boy, it just seems like, Bogus, every show we do in 2020, there is going to be a serious tenor to the lead. And yesterday, for lack of a better term, a tidal wave coming at the Washington Redskins, and rightfully so, for a name change. And this is something that people have been calling for a long, long time. But in reality, nobody really was going to be able to hold Dan Snyder accountable. No amount of petitions that needed to be signed, no matter if fan backlash, media backlash would matter, until money came into it, because money talks. And Bogus, that is where we begin. It is your cold open.
A Redskin is a football player. A Redskin is our fans. The Washington Redskin fan base, it represents honor, represents respect, represents pride, hopefully winning, and it's a positive. I would like people to know the history of whether it's Lone Star Deeds, whether it's Walter Blackie Wetzel in Montana. It's just historical truths. And I'd like them to understand, as I think most do, that the name really means honor, respect. We sing Hail to the Redskins.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That is Dan Snyder from 2014. So if you missed this news yesterday, a lot has changed, obviously, over 6 years. First and foremost, the name of the where the Washington Redskins currently plays, FedEx Field. FedEx being a major, major sponsor of the Washington NFL franchise. And they sent a memo, a letter to Dan Snyder, basically demanding a name change and demanding that they get off the Redskin name. And now that is a huge deal and something Dan Snyder had to deal with, because if it got to the point where FedEx pulled out of sponsoring the field where they played and pulled out as a big sponsor, that's a lot of money out of Dan Snyder's pocket. But as if that wasn't enough, the merchandising rights to all the NFL teams are owned by Nike. And Nike has now pulled all Washington Redskins gear off their websites. And again, a great way to make money, especially during this pandemic. If you're an NFL franchise and fans may not be allowed through those gates and buying tickets and buying hot dogs is online, you still want your merchandise sold. And if Nike's not going to sell your merchandise, that is a major, major hit to the wallet of Dan Snyder. So now that's not one, but two big-time corporations putting the heat on Dan Snyder, Bogus. And let me just preface this by saying, I think the beauty about America in a lot of ways and being a person is your opinion is allowed to change and evolve over time as you learn more and study more. And I have to be honest, back in 2014, I think I was with Dan Snyder. I had always viewed, especially being a Giant fan in the NFC East, the Washington Redskins as a honoring of Native Americans, not some kind of slight. And as the years go by and as race relations really become truly prevalent in this country and the push for equality as it should be, I have really come around to the fact that I want this earth and somewhere, now that I have a child, to be a place where we literally do not identify people by the color of their skin. I think you could have a lot of pride about your heritage and your background, but a human should be a human being. And the moment we start identifying skin color and skin tone, you're immediately changing the tone that people are different and that is wrong. And if I'm going to feel that way, how could I be okay with identifying an NFL franchise with the skin tone or you know, supposed skin tone of Native Americans, calling them Redskins? So my opinion on this has absolutely changed. And ultimately, look, there are going to be a lot of really hardcore Redskin fans that's all they knew that team as, that are going to think this is ridiculous. Why are you changing the team name? And ultimately, look, 10 years are going to go by, 15 years are going to go by, 20 years are going to go by, and whatever the new team name is, that look, that new generation of kids are only going to know that team is that. And it also doesn't mean you have to rip down banners where the Redskins won Super Bowls and pretend that that franchise didn't exist. No, it's still the franchise. We've seen it in college basketball. The Red Men became the Red Storm at St. John's. I saw last night, and I know there's plenty of name changes out there, the idea that you can make them the Red Hawks, and in many ways, a lot of the logos and imaging can stay very similar, and I wouldn't have a problem with that either. So nobody's asking to wipe the slate clean and act like the Washington Redskins never existed, but look, this is about change. This is about just seeing things differently, and even if the name was honorable, it's still referring to people and skin tone that is different than theirs, and that to me is a movement we need to, you know, be for and get away from identifying people like that. So I think it's great that Nike and FedEx are doing this. Put the pressure on, and look, I've changed on this. Just change the damn name already, and it's time for Dan Snyder to do it, Bogus.
Yeah, I would agree for sure that you can have good intentions, right? In theory, like, you can be trying to honor someone or somebody or something and do it in the wrong way. So I don't, you know, this is not saying that the name Redskins began as an immediate, you know, dismissal of somebody,
right,
or a way to minimize somebody. Like, in theory, it could have come from a, I don't want to say a respectable place, but an innocent place. But, like, as you said, I mean, there's no other way around the fact that we would not stand for a team being called the Blackskins or the Yellowskins or the Brownskins.
Right.
So, like, this shouldn't be okay either. And this is oversimplifying the end game as well, but, like, I can't imagine feeling, and I've tried to do it because this conversation has gone on for a long time now, and I've been on the name change, you know, pro name change for longer than you. So, I mean, like, I've tried to put myself in this position, like, if the Giants or the Mets or the Rangers, teams that I love, were in this position and had to change their name, like, it wouldn't make me not love them. It wouldn't make me stop watching and paying attention and caring about them and following them. I might be mad for a little bit. I might be mad for a long time. I might be, you know, vocally mad and be standing right next to Dan Snyder and saying, absolutely not. But then the next time they played a game, I'd be watching and I'd be excited if they won and angry if they didn't, like normal. So, I, you know, even if you're now a Redskin fan and you're freaking out about this name change, it doesn't seem in the end that important to me that the name can't change and the name can, and all of this controversy and back and forth can just end and you can move forward. Like you said, it's not that we have to bury the past and forget, you know, the Hogs and Doug Williams and anybody else. Like, the history is still there. Just moving forward, we've got a name that's not offensive. And I think that is probably, you know, makes a lot of sense, and everyone should basically be on board with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, you bring up the point about putting yourself in that position of not being a fan, still being a fan. If any professional sports city in America could be used to this, it should be Washington, right? Because there was a point in time, Bogus, when we were very young, where the Washington Wizards weren't the Washington Wizards. They were the Washington,
right,
Bullets. And they have changed their name, and it's funny to even look back and think, oh yeah, they were the Washington Bullets. Like, we've already gotten to that point with the Washington Wizards. And it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was our lifetime that they were the Washington Bullets, and that's the same city, and I would venture to guess most of, if not all, Washington Bullets fans, if they like NFL football, were Washington Redskin fans. So you can't tell me if you're that old a Redskin fan that you haven't been through this, and you can't tell me you don't like the Wizards or aren't showing up to Wizards games because they're not the Bullets anymore. So that's a city in a weird way, and a sports market in a weird way, that should already be accustomed to this and be prepared for it, and honestly should be ready to handle it, maybe, and not that it needs that much emotional handling, but better than most markets and most cities because they already dealt with it in the NBA.
And you know what, Sean, in all honesty too, let's say the name changes to whatever it is, and maybe they think of the perfect name change that makes great sense and everybody's satisfied and the colors stay the same. If you want to, sitting in your basement, talking to your buddies, call whatever you want still. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
good point.
If you need to say, I'm still a Skins fan, or, man, I can't believe the Skins suck, whatever, like, go fine. In your basement, in your backyard, text messages, whatever. If you want to hang on to that, whatever. I'm not going to lose sweat over that. It is what it is. We're talking now about like TV graphics and merchandise and saying it in a professional way, whether it's on TV, on a radio show, in a newspaper. The name will change there. If you need it to still be called this will be called the Redskins, they can still be called the Redskins in your world. You can refer to them as that. You can use it it's okay, not that I would do it myself, but like you can do it. Like no one's gonna stop you. No police are gonna knock on your door and say, stop saying that name. So like again, there's the change to me is important, but it's also not radical or overwhelming or so significant that it should have people so staunchly against it and threatening to stop following the team, or like that just seems such an overreach to me and unnecessarily, an emotional response to all of this.
Yeah, and now the question remains, will Dan Snyder actually feel the heat or will he punch back? My prediction is within the next year, even if they play this season out as the Redskins, or if they want to wait, I would even give them this. If Dan Snyder agreed that because there's probably going to be no fans, that he wanted to give his fans one more year to sit and watch the Washington Redskins play, I would actually, if he firmly agreed with, said, hey, we're going to get through this season, next season, 2021, that'll be our last season as the Redskins because we want fans in the building. We'll salute, that historic part of this franchise on the way out, and by 2022, we're the Washington Red Hawks or the Washington Generals or whatever you want to call them. I would be okay with that, but we need some sort of acknowledgement from Dan Snyder, I think, that, okay, he hears the cries, he sees the cries, this is now big companies affecting the cries, and we got to set a target date that this thing is going to change. 855-212. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Give the phone number.
Yeah, just so Pete can take down the music. 855-212-4227. What do you got, Bose?
The only thing for Snyder next, though, like, is he's not having a change of heart here. Like, he's not going to see the light or come to the other side or finally acknowledge, people's objections to the name. So, like, he's doing this for business. He's doing this because he wants a new stadium, and he's been told that he can't build a new one on publicly owned land if this is still the team name. So this is about dollars and cents and business.
Sure.
So not to excuse him or give him an out here or an excuse, I just don't know what he's going to say that's going to really matter in this, because we are going to know exactly why he would be instituting a change if he's doing it. And, all cards on the table as this begins, because this conversation is going to happen a lot. Like, I don't like Dan Snyder. There's no reason, as far as I know, to like Dan Snyder. I mean, the building is terrible. The team is apparently run badly. The stadium is a mess. On top of the name issue, he fights all these petty fights with people who can't critique him and can't call him out. I don't know anyone that really legitimately likes Dan Snyder. So I'm trying to put that aside here and look at this objectively as we kind of fight through all of this and figure this all out. But, I have no hopes for him, whether it's soon or down the road, in handling this well, Sean. I mean, it's going to be ham-handed. He's going to be short-sighted and probably say some stupid things. I have no faith in him actually. If he does go down this road of changing the name, to do it in a respectful manner. But I guess that remains to be seen.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, and that's why. And I want to make this clear, because maybe there'll be people that could our age and go, 2 years. You want them to be the Redskins for 2 years? All I'm trying to paint there is a kind of fair compromise to the true and true Redskin fans who have a problem with it, but also the understanding that this needs to be changed, and for Dan Snyder to be changed too, because I do think that there is history there. There are fans who don't view that as offensive there. There obviously is an owner that doesn't view it as offensive there. I don't think it'll handle it well, but I think if you allowed Dan Snyder, which maybe he shouldn't be allowed anything, that breathing room of, okay, here's 2 years to get your one more year of fans in 2 years, then at least, even if he's being pressured to do it, it kind of is a happy compromise that, okay, we are going to rid and cleanse ourselves of this name while still giving them the proper, we're not asking you to rip it down before we kick off in September. That's all, yeah, I'm throwing out there. But
the Nike angle to this is unique to me, and I haven't seen it really fully explained or kind of fleshed out here, but, as you said, Nike has the NFL's merchandise deal, especially for on-field apparel. And they're not selling Washington stuff right now. And in fact, apparently from Pro Football Talk, if you go to the website and like look for on drop-down menus and search bar, you can't even search. You get no results if you put in Washington Redskins. And I, you know, this is complicated lawyer stuff, but like that almost to me reads as like an indirect NFL statement to Dan Snyder, because like I just, it's hard for me to think that Nike, as this level of business partner with the NFL, would make this decision without a heads up to the league, and the league at least indirectly like vouching for it, right? I mean, I can't imagine that Nike would just go rogue on this and do this without telling anybody and making sure it's not going to anger the wrong guy back in league headquarters, let alone Dan Snyder. But like, you don't need the commissioner's office calling you and going, what the hell are you guys doing right now?
Well, so you're probably right. The only counterargument I would make to that is if you are in the camp that you absolutely believe that there was a coalition that was, if you will, blocking Colin Kaepernick from being signed in the NFL, Nike had no problem during that going and making sure that Colin Kaepernick was basically the face of their company for a little bit as well while they were partners with the NFL. So to me, I wouldn't put anything past Nike as far as like, hey, they're going to make their call with their contracts and their company business, and be damned if you're the NFL. So I just look at the way the Colin Kaepernick evolved from the NFL standpoint, from Nike's standpoint, and go, well, it kind of feels like to me like Nike can call their own shots here without any backlash from the NFL.
At least, though, that was technically separate, but it did certainly create like the conflict that's in my head right now. But like, this is Nike not selling NFL merchandise.
Right.
And that to me seems like something that they can't or wouldn't do without at least running it up the flagpole at Park Avenue with the league bosses.
Certainly an interesting dynamic. Get your thoughts at 855-212-4227. Your tweets at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus. By the way, it is a Target demo Friday. We don't have Kat making a fancy graphic, so I have a woman eating a giant hot dog gif on my Twitter at Mraz CBS. Tweet us. We'll read your tweets at the end of the show for your Target demo Friday. We want to know what you're doing for 4th of July weekend, what you're eating. We'll have some fun with that. But when we come back, we're stunned to a news. Plus, Antonio Brown looking a little thirsty. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
He did the little sit trick, but I don't know about that. I thought it was cute, but I could see all the other handlers like, okay, we get it.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask me and Bogus a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tweet us a question at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus, hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show where we may answer your question. Ask the Pros is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We are off and running. It's a Friday heading into the 4th of July. Bogus and me in for DA on CBS Sports Radio. As we said, it is a Target demo Friday. Tweet at me and Bogus, at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus, what you're doing today, what you're listening, what you got cooking for the weekend. It is 4th of July. What are you eating? What are you doing? What are your plans? I know everybody's plans got to be a little bit altered, but doesn't mean we all can't go out. I shouldn't say go out necessarily, but we all still have a good time in our own way on the 4th of July. Just do it very safely as well, and let's continue to stop the spread here and enjoy America's birthday, Bogus. So what do you got cooking on the 4th of July? What are you doing? Staying home with the kids, grilling?
Yeah, well, staying home, yes and no. My neighbors usually have a huge 4th of July party. Like, it crosses multiple houses. People are out in the street. There's fireworks. One year there was a band. I mean, these two houses in particular go really all out. Their yards are connected, so they open up the fence, and there's pools and whatever. This year, they're obviously doing a tame version of that. So
right.
At the moment, that's what we are doing. But I need to see it in practice, to be honest. So, like, you know, if it's a little too crazy, we may be back in our backyard grilling hot dogs and hamburgers by ourselves. So, you know, we'll see what happens. What about you?
So same thing. So every year, my mother-in-law's birthday is the 4th of July. So we kind of have this every year. We do some sort of breakfast or brunch with her. Usually we go out. We won't be doing that. We'll just be going to her house for a little bit, bring the baby, see grandma for her birthday and all of that. And then my parents at Bob's Bar usually do the same thing, kind of like a really big 4th of July blowout. There's a ton of fireworks go. So obviously it has been scaled back quite a bit. So it'll be people that we've at least been around over the last month or so, you know, where they maybe usually have 80 to 100 people. There's probably going to be about 20 of us back there. So we'll still have a good time. You know, the beers will be cold, the pool will be nice, and, you know, throw a lot of sausage on the grill, and we'll have a good time. And that's the kind of day we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. I think that at least here in New York, the weather looks pretty good so far, so that's a plus for us, to be selfish as always, hopefully wherever you're listening to us, and we'll hear more about that in Target Demo Friday later in the show. Hopefully the forecast is to your liking as well. I got to go back, though. Whose voice was that in the rejoin coming back from break? I haven't heard that one in a long time, and I couldn't tell who it was.
That was Rachel Bonetta from Fox Sports.
That was my guess. Okay.
Yes, yeah, she was doing whatever the Westminster Dog Show when it was on Fox Sports 1 maybe, or Fox.
Okay.
And she was in, obviously, Manhattan, so we had her in studio, and she was talking about the tricks with the dogs and all of that. She is a DA Show fan favorite, if you will.
She is, and I was surprised that she wasn't involved in DA's favorite people. Now, maybe that was a time difference thing because she's in California now, but then I was worried that maybe she had become too big of a TV star.
I love the DA.
It's still way too early, I think, for DA to be awake. So I will just say that she was absolutely on the list. And I got enough yeses from other people quickly where I had actually lost her phone number. So rather than go through Fox PR, I was able to book a lot of people whose numbers I had directly. So therefore, gotcha. It was more of he wanted her on. I never ended up reaching out to her.
Oh, good
so
job.
There you go. There you go. So thank you for putting that out there, Pogish.
Well, you didn't have to answer that way. I would just you could have kept yourself a little safer with that answer. But,
you know what? You know, and on that note, I'm glad you just brought that up, Bogus. On that note, the heck with Antonio Brown. We're going to do the next segment because we'll do Thunder News here. But I do want to say, you know, I just put that out there. I think we have a real trust factor with our listeners, Bogus. I really, really do. Because I know now that there will be multiple listeners, there will be, that will either tweet at him or Facebook message, do you know that Mraz didn't reach out to Rachel Panetta for My Favorite People because he was lazy, didn't have a number? And our listeners, for as much as we love them, they're great. They got big mouths. You know, I get a text message yesterday from Mark Moses down in Florida, who I had been on the air with, and we did the flag football bit. And our listeners down there had alerted him that we were making fun of him, apparently. And
okay.
And Mark's a great guy. He does a great job down there. And I like being on with him. I met him down in Florida. He's a fun guy. I think he's entertaining. We had some fun. We busted chops at his expense by asking me the flag football questions. That's all it was. But I think he took it very personal, and I had to deal with text message from him yesterday. He's like, oh, okay, well, and, you know, in the end, we were fine, but I could tell there was a tenseness, and it's just like, you know, listeners, you're in on this with us. Do you have to go open up your big mouths if people miss it and alert them that we're making fun of them, or now you're going to alert DA that? I mean, come on, can we be a team here?
Look what you did.
Right. But I'm talking about, you know, everybody talks about me not being a foxhole guy. Some of our listeners are not foxhole people. They are not foxhole people. And I had to basically, you know, calm the waters with Mark Moses from Florida. Did I need that yesterday afternoon? That was how I spent Thursday afternoon, Bogus.
Now, meanwhile, probably at the same exact time, once I'm done with this show, my work continues on the network. So I'm at 12:30 Eastern time. I do one update for Jim Rome, and he loves it. I got to say, he really is a big fan of mine and that one particular report that he hears during his world famous show. But last week, 2 weeks ago, I had a factual error in my script. It's nothing crazy. I just a complete brain fart. I think I put somebody on his previous team, not his current team. And I got a bunch of tweets from all the clones, which was great. But then yesterday, I'm reading in this update how now we know the details of Cam Newton's contract in New England. And I read it, and I get a tweet that just says, hey, Jim Rome, did Bogus just accuse the Patriots of denying Cam Newton? And it didn't make sense. But it sent me into this tailspin of, is he not a Patriot? Is his name not Cam Newton? Did I say Panthers instead of Patriots by default? Like, what did I do? And apparently it was just like an inside joke that to be honest, like, I don't listen to the full 3 hours of Jim, nor did I listen to Jim before he came on the network,
right?
Because here in New York, Jim has not always had a huge presence in the city. It's always been WFAN and local programming. So I'm still, after all these years, behind the eight ball on a lot of you know, clone Jim Rome humor. But this one tweet had me for like 45 minutes trying to figure out what I might have done wrong. I was texting Tom DeCelestino on our end, who's in the studio during Rome. I was going to ask Rich Ackerman because he's a big Rome clone fan. Like, I need like a translation of what this text meant. And apparently it was nothing and I didn't do anything wrong. But it cost me like 45 minutes of frustration.
The listeners are both the best and the worst, huh? They are. We love you guys, but you'll set us into a tailspin. And on that note, Bogus, you better have a clean update right now. No mistakes. Let's go.
Yeah. Probably not. It's all sponsored by Geico, who has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. NFL players heard from the union yesterday about negotiations with the league about COVID testing and regulations. The PA told the players the ability to play this fall depends on that testing and contact tracing program, which is still not complete just yet. On the field, players might wear specially designed face masks for added protection, and off the field, they could be fined for risky behavior that could increase exposure. If and when those players get to training camp, rosters may be smaller than the usual 90. It might be 75 to 80 instead, as a way to limit possible exposure as well. And as we began the show, the pressure ratcheting up on Dan Snyder to change the name of his football team. FedEx, as in FedEx Field in Washington, wants the name changed. On top of that, their CEO, Frederick Smith, owns a small stake in the team. So this is a very personal and business conversation between him and Dan Snyder. Then there is Nike not selling Washington merchandise online right now, and local politicians keep saying they will not let Snyder build a new stadium on the RFK Stadium site if he keeps the name. Now, many baseball teams will hold their first official on-field workout of summer camp today. New Phillies manager Joe Girardi says he is attacking the shortened season as if everyone is in playoff position and is now sprinting towards the finish line. But that requires keeping a close eye on his players.
You have to watch for fatigue and signs as much as you've ever watched for in a season, just because players aren't going to be in the shape that they would have been had they had a normal spring training. So you have to be really smart.
Girardi and the Phillies reportedly dealing with four players having coronavirus. Infielder Scott Kingery, plus pitchers Hector Neris, Tommy Hunter, and Ranger Suarez. They're all officially on the injured list, but without an explanation. And I do certainly, Sean, appreciate all of the video conferencing teams are doing right now and making it easy for us to access it. But, man, the quality is lacking. I mean, Girardi is doing that in a cinder block office underneath Citizens Bank Stadium, and I don't think the Wi-Fi is too great down there because the whole thing was choppy and distorted.
And this is this is how a lot of the press stuff is going to probably sound this year without, I would assume, the media, you know, in everybody's face. It'll be a lot of video conference, and we got to get some signal boosters there. Look, Best Buy's open in a lot of places. Put your mask on. Go get some signal boosters and work this out. I am laughing because as a Yankee fan, a lot of people love Joe Girardi, and not to say he's not a good guy or even a decent manager, but I got so tired of his managing techniques. Over 162 game season, there's no flow to a Joe Girardi lineup, and specifically, he is enamored with days off. Like, some days off don't even make sense sometimes for some guys, and I'm just laughing because he's talking about, you know, he's already setting the tone that there is going to be an inordinate amount of days off for Phillies players in a 60-game season that I'm telling you will drive those fans in Philly crazy, knowing that every game basically feels like a playoff game, and Bryce Harper will probably sit out at least 10 of the 60 games. That's the way Joe Girardi manages, and it is going to drive them insane.
So if you like one NBA bubble, how about two? There might be another one in Chicago in September for the eight teams not going to Disney World. They would have mini camps, then play each other, so they would at least be on the court sometime between March, when the league stopped, and December, when next season hopefully begins. Now, the Clipper facility is reportedly closed temporarily as a precaution because of one positive COVID-19 test, and Oklahoma State has cleared football coach Mike Gundy of any serious this misbehavior in investigation after the drama surrounding Gundy's One America News Network t-shirt and the strong response from his players led by running back Chuba Hubbard. It led to this investigation run by the school, so not an outside firm. They say they found no signs or indications of actual racism from Gundy, but he has not done a good enough job in building strong relationships with his players. And for the final time this week, sit back and be stunned. Woo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
So, if you have about $7.5 million to burn, you can own a replica Wild West town in New Zealand. Mellon's Folly Ranch was built just in 2006 as an homage to a Wyoming frontier town circa 1860, and it is on sale at the moment. The property includes a fully working and licensed saloon, a courthouse, three houses that can hold a total of 22 people. It's fully functioning. It's currently working as a hotel, basically, for about $5,000 a night. You can pretend you're a cowboy in the wild, wild west. And now if you want to own this bad boy, again, the asking price starts at $7.5 million, and it's in New Zealand, and not just in New Zealand, but a remote part of New Zealand. It's about 6 hours away from the nearest big city, which is Auckland. So on top of the $7.5 million, you need to be able to get to New Zealand, and then it makes the most sense to helicopter to the actual site. Oh. But if you love the Wild Wild West and you love New Zealand, I got a place for you.
So here's the classic open up a business and it's wrong location situation. To get to have, first, when you have a place like this, the whole point is tourism at some point. And to be 6 hours away from the nearest city in New Zealand, I can't imagine that this has been a real tourism peak place to go sit in a fake saloon. So to buy this for $7.5 million, I think you almost have to have plans of setting up shop and almost being rich enough to live there out in the wilderness and pretend you have your own little town with your own little bar.
Yes.
And honestly, this would probably be the perfect place to live during quarantine, right? You can pretend you're going out. You make your own little rules. Heck, you know, all these people don't want to wear masks. You buy this place for $7.5 million, walk in and out of the bar and the courthouse without a mask all you want. You're living on your own property. I guess that would be where you could do that, but it is brutal. I mean, $7.5 million to go live 6 hours away and then hope that people come there and pretend to be cowboys. And I didn't know that pretending to be a cowboy was a thing in New Zealand. I kind of thought that was something maybe you just do in the Grand Canyon and the United States. I didn't know internationally we were doing old cowboy set-up towns. And the other thing that would be creepy about this, Bogus, have you ever seen the movie House of Wax? It's like a scary movie. Paris Hilton was in it. It's kind of like a guy sets up a town.
Yeah, no, I have not seen it.
Well, a guy sets up a town that looks very similar to this, and he basically has all these wax figures and, you know, these people, their car break down, and they think it's all cool. Turns out it's like old dead people he, like, made and waxed up, and he was like a murderer. So when I see a town like this, I immediately think, weirdo owns this, somebody's out to kill you, get as far away as possible. So I would never vacation at one of these spots.
Now, I have to be honest, and you know me, I am in no way tough or good outdoors. I like showers. I'm a big fan of indoor plumbing. But, like, I'm kind of infatuated with the Wild Wild West and being a cowboy and saloons. Oh. And, like, you know, Deadwood is a tremendous show. If I could time travel, that might be the first place I go.
Oh.
And, like, I'd ride a horse. I'd be dirty. I'd have chewing tobacco on my lip. Like, I'd be, like, I want to be able to do this, not in a fake way, like in the real way. So, like, this starts to make a little sense to me, but, like, not, like, I wouldn't go there if I lived in Auckland and it was 6 hours away from me. But now I got to get to Auckland and then go 6 hours and then pay at least $5,000 for a night there. It's too much. But, like, I'm on the periphery here of their target audience, but I'm not going anyway.
No. You absolutely can't, and you don't want to be back in the Wild Wild West anyway. You ride a horse, you turn around, next thing you know, you're in a gun draw, and you're dead. So, no, that's not a place you want to be at all.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Get rid of the Wild Wild West. All right, that's Stun Doing News, the final one of the week. I'm sad, though. I'm awful next week, folks. I'm going to miss all the stun doing newses. So I hope they're all duds, frankly, so I don't miss anything good that becomes an inside joke, because that's my biggest fear when I'm off. I miss a future drop, an inside joke, and stun doing news presents a lot of that. So.
And you know, I don't think that we I don't think we briefed DA from last Friday on your rabbit milking discovery, because he never referenced it when he was here this week. So it's possible that he doesn't even know that that happened, and he may need to be brought up to speed next week. Maybe we'll do that, because not only are you out, but Pete's out all of next week too.
Right.
So, and I'm off Monday, so DA's by himself Monday. The rest of the week, maybe I'll slowly update him on these three shows so he knows all the nonsense that was created in these 3 days he's missed recently.
I love it. All right, we come back. I teased that Antonio Brown story. Is he looking extra thirsty? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up, sir.
Yeah.
The black hole. I know them very well. Why isn't Vegas going to allow them to tailgate? I heard about 6 months ago. What is going on? Did you hear about that?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Bogus Antonio Brown always finds his way to the news during this offseason. He worked out with Lamar Jackson a bunch. Now he's working out with Russell Wilson a bunch. And now that the Bucs have basically stiff-armed the idea of signing Antonio Brown, you're hearing cold water thrown on the Ravens reports of signing Antonio Brown. The flavor of the day is, will the Seahawks sign Antonio Brown? And Bogues, I don't know where you stand with Antonio Brown. I really don't care if I watch Antonio Brown play another football game the rest of my life, as great as he was. How many different quarterbacks do you need to be working out with this offseason? I mean, my goodness, take a break, Antonio, will you?
Well, how about the flip side? How many more quarterbacks are going to attach themselves to this guy?
I'd say that's an even better one.
Because you've got, you know, don't forget too that Tom Brady, while they didn't throw passes to him, has, you know, apparently spoken on Brown's behalf and wanted maybe the Bucs to have him down there too, alongside him and Gronk. And I just don't get it. It's certainly in a public way. You know, if you want to vouch for Antonio Brown because you guys have been friends for forever and you have a different view of all of the things he has done or been accused of doing, like, if you're going to make a phone call to your GM or whatever, I guess that's acceptable. If you're Russell Wilson, I don't know how you put yourself in a video next to Antonio Brown, because if he's guilty of all the things he's been accused of doing, he's a bad, bad, bad guy. And he's proven now for how many straight years, Sean, where he's not a good teammate in terms of being able to get himself on the field to stay with you and compete week in and week out. And, I mean, on one hand, I understand it because he's super talented and everybody wants to win as many games as possible. But at some point, too, this is about, like, public perception and your reputation and your name. And these guys keep attaching themselves to him, and I don't get it.
Yeah, and I can understand Lamar Jackson, a young quarterback, kind of just enjoying superstardom for the first time. Has a veteran like Antonio Brown, who I'm assuming he was watching when he was in high school and stuff like that. Maybe that's cool for him. I'm kind of surprised by Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson strikes me as a guy who should be way more mature than this, a guy who's already won a Super Bowl. He doesn't need to be attaching himself and working out with Antonio Brown. Pick up the phone and call DK Metcalf. It just took me a little bit by surprise, but I also think, and I know we need things to write about and things to discuss and things to talk about. Heck, we're talking about it right now. The moment Antonio Brown runs routes with a quarterback, we don't always have to jump at, oh, this means he's signing there either. There's still plenty of hurdles, right, including legally, where Antonio Brown could get back into the league. And it's just, man, we are desperate for Antonio Brown news, which really shocks me. Maybe it shouldn't, because 2020, nothing should shock you. But the amount of people just love an Antonio Brown rumor is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him a dollar to be on my team, but in his defense, the NFL needs to make a ruling on his status. Tell me that he's suspended 4 games, 8 games for whenever he signs. Let's at least get that settled in case somebody does actually want him on their team.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we come back. The NBA now takes the mantle of stupid gimmicks. We discuss next. It's Bogus and Mraz for DA. It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.